Wow, this is going to be one of those mornings, isn't it? It's great. I love it. And that's what I get for harassing everyone else all the time. Eventually it comes back to bite me. But it's fun. And it's a nice way to start today because, you know, it's been tough. You realize we've spent the last month talking about something no one likes talking about, money. And what's been kind of even worse is for the last month we've told you, you're all in debt, you're all in over your heads, and give all your money away because God says to give. So it's been quite a month, I think. But I have good news today. Yay! Isn't that great? I have good news today. Because we get to talk about something we get to be very optimistic about, even us pessimists, the future. Because we don't know what it's going to be. But we can plan, and we can dream, and we can hope a little, and have some faith. You've gotten a lot of wisdom in the last few months. It hasn't all been easy to swallow, and you certainly haven't been promised an easy road ahead, but you have been given wisdom, both from the Word of God on how He tells us to handle our finances, as well as some really good practical strategies to get started on the road that's ahead of you. It got me thinking about Proverbs 24:14. Know also that wisdom is sweet to your soul, if you find it. There is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. This is about hope. We now know where we are. Some of us are in better places than others. But what I'm hoping to take you on today is a trip into where we're going to be, where we can be, if we want to make those hard decisions. I want to start, if you will, by imagining just a little bit down the road, maybe 6 months, okay? I want you to think 6 months down the road, and you've done a few things, you've made a few choices. You've decided to sit down and finally work out a budget, maybe with the help of someone. That budget has changed every month, and you're tearing your hair out because it seems to be wrong every time. But you're noticing now as you sit back 6 months later, and you realize, you know, that one I did last month, it was kind of close. Things kind of worked out. I was able to put the money where I wanted to, and it when I needed it for certain things that I had predicted a couple months ago, it was there. Last month, you know, I wasn't caught by any unexpected bills. Even the long-range ones I saw coming and I was ready for. And I want you to think about having met the minimum payments on any debts you might have, except for one. That one that you have been putting extra towards, and you have gotten to see something you may have never seen before, and that is that small debt actually going away. It dropping and reducing until you can almost see that before long, it's going to be gone. That payment that you pay each month, that balance that has been there over your head for who knows how long, it's going to be zero. You're finally in a position to take a breath, a deep breath, and go, wow, I've actually started on my road. I'm moving in the right direction for what might feel like the first time, and it feels good. It feels like I'm suddenly, finally getting a bit of control over my life and my money and all the things that happen in the day-to-day world that just seem overwhelming. You have a long road ahead of you still, and you know it. But you have a plan for that road, and you've already gotten to see it working a little, just a little. You may still have a lot of other things, but don't worry about those yet. You've gotten to see a move forward in the right direction. And you have to hold on to that and enjoy it and love it, because that is the encouragement that you're going to need for yourself to keep moving forward. And there's going to be more of those along the road. It's going to grow. It seems like a good time to remember Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. I knew you'd like that one. We're about to start a long, difficult journey, but we have a newfound hope that God will reward our efforts for improving our stewardship of His resources. Are you with me? All right, let's go a little further. I want you to think a little further down the road. It's going to be a little different for each of you. For some of us, it's going to be maybe 2 years. Some, it's going to be 5. Maybe a little more, but it's okay. Don't worry about that part. What matters is that it's a destination we're going to reach. It's going to be the time that we have paid off all of our debts except for our home. The cars, the credit cards, all of that. Well, I don't know about the student loans. Those are almost equivalent, equate to a house, but I know. We're dreaming big. You're right. Add the student loans. No, we're not there yet. We'll get there, though. You're a step ahead of me on the journey. It's great. I want you to really feel and understand the freedom I'm talking about here. For the first time, you go to your mailbox and you know that you don't have to worry about what's in it because there are no bills from creditors. There is no credit card in that mailbox, or credit card bill in that mailbox. I'm sure there's plenty of credit cards in that mailbox just begging for you to accept them, but there are no credit card bills in that mailbox. There is no Sears bill in that mailbox. All of the collection calls, the fines, the fear that you have associated with those things every day, they're gone. How does that make you feel? What would you do on that day knowing that I have no other debts left? Just the home that I'm living in. What would you say to other people who are then where you are now? Would you give them hope? Would you say, I've been there and I got out of it? What kind of a blessing would you be to others? A sign that despite what everyone else around them says, that it's impossible to live without all these debts and cards and everything else, you can say, I'm doing it. And it feels wonderful. I want you to think about having access to the abundance that the Lord has provided each and every one of us. And the freedom to use it as He directs without any fear. Because remember, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, and who does not change like shifting shadows. Isn't this a wonderful gift? The gift of freedom. Financial freedom. And don't worry, Rob, I'm going to talk about a different kind of freedom later on. Who are the people you'd be able to bless that you can't right now? Would you be freer to give your car away if it didn't have a loan on it? Would you be freer to give your car away if you knew you already had the cash saved up to replace it? That is an amazing place. And it feels sometimes like it's too far away, but we're right there. We've already done it. And we're not finished. I said we had a long road, but the best part is it gets better as we go. I want to move a little further into the future. Because you see, with our excess that has not been going to debts, we have been able to bless others more abundantly, but we've also been able to do a few other things while we've been going. We've been able to put extra towards our mortgages on our homes because we haven't been at that point where every penny has to go to just the minimums of everything. And you know what those extra payments have done towards our mortgages? For those of us on the front half of our mortgages, if you ever look at the paper that shows how much goes to your principal and how much goes to your interest, wow! By reaching the point where we're paying a little more on our mortgage, do you realize we could be taking a decade off of our 30-year loan or more? You know, I realize that every day and I go, but there's nothing I can do about it yet. I've got other bills. Imagine to be in the place that you've got the extra money to do that. I want you to think about the day you make your last mortgage payment. The day that you realize you truly and fully own the home that you've been living in for years. It's yours. It actually belongs to you. You don't have to worry about anything else that happens. You don't have any more bills to pay. It belongs to you, and this is your home, and you can live there or do whatever you want with it. You know, in the Bible, they talk about selling off land and property to help the brothers. And I think, who here could do that? I know I certainly couldn't. Why? I don't own my home. I could sell it, and if I'm lucky, I'll make as much as I still owe on it. So I have a home, and all I can do is live in it like a renter. But now I own my home. If there is a need and God moves me, I can sell it and give the money to someone. Or I can lose my job and not have to worry about losing my home and the roof over my head. So long as, of course, as I can pay the taxes on it. You own your home, you own your car, you own every item and thing inside your house outright. With the cost of utilities, food, and clothing, you can survive. It's all you need anymore, bare minimum. You've already got your shelter taken care of. Could you imagine living off of just utilities, food, and clothing? How much excess are you going to have at that point? Anything you make above that is just surplus that you can do as the Lord leads. This is a financial freedom that very few people in this country have. But it is one that most of us can attain. You are in debt to nobody but your Lord, who has provided everything that you need. Who wouldn't want to be in this place? Who could believe it could get any better than this? Because it can. We're going to move a little bit further down our road, and this has been a stumbling block for me, even in my imagination. I actually, until maybe 6 months ago, couldn't have taken you on this trip, because I couldn't have reached this point. Not even in my wildest dreams did I reach this point. It's the point of retirement. It is something that I have never believed in my entire life that I would do. I accepted years ago that I would work until I died, probably on the job. And I was okay with that. I mean, what are you going to do about it? As far as I was concerned, there was nothing I could do about it. But I want you to go with me. I want you to think about retirement at the end of this road that we've been traveling. It's going to happen. Here's why. Over the years that this road has taken us on, and we've had less debt over time and more surplus to do as we saw fit and as we needed and as the Lord led us, we did one extra little thing. We put a little extra into something called a retirement fund. And it looked different for each one of us, and it was a different amount for each one of us. But we did it. We put it aside, and we forgot about it. We didn't even think about it on our trip. It was just kind of there in the background always. And one day, we had planned about how much we needed to put in. But, you know, it really seemed more like a mathematical exercise, which nobody likes. And it didn't seem real. But we planned, we figured out what that little amount needed to be, and we forgot about it. We are now at the day that we open up a piece of paper that came in the mail, which is a good thing for us these days. We like it. We like opening mail now because it's not bills, or at least not as many. And you know what that piece of paper says when we open it up? It says that the money in our retirement fund this year made more money than we did working. That's what it says. There is such an abundance that has grown over time in that fund that it makes more money than I do. Do you know what that means for us? That means that we have the choice of where we work. We have the choice to volunteer our time full-time if we want, and we are still alive and kicking and healthy. We have the choice to continue to work and maybe do something we didn't think we'd do, travel, have a little bit of fun and enjoyment. Yes, I know we're going to travel, love. That is more than just financial freedom that we've already experienced. It's financial independence. We have the option to work for money or to work because it's something we love to do and the Lord has led us in a certain direction. And it doesn't matter to me whether it's 55, 65, or 75, I'm not worried about when I reach that. I just know that I had a plan and I'm there. I'm there now. If I hadn't had a plan, I'd still be that age, but I'd have no choice. But I do. What's amazing is that I even have the choice to gift like I have never gifted before. Because I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of cash in that retirement fund that it's making more money than I am. And you know what? If I needed to, if I wanted to, if the Lord led, I could take a very large chunk of that out and do some amazing things with it if it were necessary or if the Lord led me to. It is an option that I might not have had. But now I have that option. And remember, I'm not Mr. Rich here, okay? I know I like to pretend to call myself a professional and all, but I don't make a ton of money. I'm not a wealthy man, but I don't need to be to make this happen. It's the wonderful thing of a bit of money consistently over a very long period of time. That's all that's behind it. That's all it is. And of course, like most people, I kick myself for not having started a year earlier because it may have added $100,000 or $1 million to my balance. Who knows what a year can make over the long term. But that's okay. Because I'm at the point where my investment is now making more than I do. And I have options that I've never had previously in my life. The best part for me is that I have the opportunity to stand as a testimony and say, I was once in so much debt that I thought I was never going to make it. And look at me now. And what's even better is I'm not going to say, when people ask, how'd you do it? I'm not going to say, I won the lottery. I'm not going to say, oh, well, apparently I had an aunt or uncle I didn't know about, and they left me a ton of money. It's not what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, I lived, I loved, I worked, and I planned for the best. Now, I know there's some of you thinking, but you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It might not work out that way. Proverbs 27:1. I'm going to agree with you. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. You're right. You're absolutely right. I do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. Cover your ears, please. No, just my wife. Don't tell my wife, but I might be dead tomorrow. Okay, you can uncover now. I promised my wife that I would live for 50 years at least, starting today. And I'd like to think I may very well live into my 90s or more. I'd like to think I could do that. When I look around, I see it's possible. But if the Lord has other plans for me, I can live with that too, so to speak. You see, I'm looking forward to returning home to my Lord, and I don't fear death the way I used to once. But you know what I do fear? I fear for those I leave behind. My wife, my children, hopefully soon. I worry about them financially, and how can I not? I'm the man of the house, the breadwinner, all that kind of good stuff. They're my responsibility. How am I supposed to help them if I'm dead? Well, I'll tell you how. Life insurance policy. Which I do have, which is good. But if I do live and don't have to take advantage of the life insurance policy, then I'm going to make sure also, at the very least, that I have a will, so that when I'm dead, people know what I'd said already. They already know what I wanted done, so it gets done just as if I were still there with them. And I'm going to have a retirement plan, because I might live to be 90 or more, and I want to have some money still. And I don't want to have to depend on the government or anyone else. Because if I and all my friends are hoping to rely on all of our friends, and we're all trying to rely on each other, but none of us actually decided to save anything, we're not going to be able to help each other out. And we're all going to be in the same mess. But if we all have a retirement plan and bad things happen to some of us, the rest of us get the help. How cool is that? When my life is over, and it will happen one day, I have to leave everything behind. And I don't want to regret that I left debt and chaos behind me in my wake. I want to have the peace of knowing my family is taken care of. And depending on how long I live, maybe even a very much larger number of people. Because there's only so much that you want to leave behind to one person. Why not share the love and God's abundance? Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I want to be the man who leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That means you need to give me some kids. But not just of money, okay? That's not the only thing I have to give. I want to leave an inheritance of wisdom to my children's children. Wisdom of how to be a good steward of God's money, of how not to fall into the traps that I have already fallen into, despite some warnings I received anyway. I want to be able to leave an inheritance of the knowledge and the understanding of what a trap the debt is, but also of what an amazing blessing and opportunity we have if we follow what God says about how to handle our money. I want to thank you for dreaming with me for a little bit. It's been nice. It is a dream that I need to relive every few days. Because every once in a while I get riled up, mulled up, broken down, and I go, ugh, this is taking so long. And when I feel like it is taking too long, one nice thing is that I'm almost at that kind of 6 months down the road. I've got a plan that's in place, and I can kind of look back a little bit. But I still need to dream forward and think of the time when I'm going to look back and go, wow, my debt's gone. I need to dream forward again and think about the time I'm going to look back and go, wow, my house is paid off. I need to do that. Keep your faith and your hope alive with patience, perseverance, and the memory of our shared dream of financial freedom. Because we already have the most important kind of freedom, the freedom that we have in our Lord Christ Jesus. But how greater is our freedom in Him if we are not tied down to debtors?